where it says Ella Achomitz, it's going on the Yisach Chomitz. So Rashi, the Yisach Chimutze Noyeg Kol Shiva, it's Noyeg all 7 days, like we have 7 days in Yisach Chomitz. Rashi Mechlal, the Laila Echad Utoni Masdisum Pesach Mashrayim Achomitz Koi. If you want to say it's going on Chomitz 7 days, so the Mishnah says that a Leil by Mitzrayim, you only had it that night. It comes out that when the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, the Yisach not to have Chomitz was only that night. But the next day, they were allowed to have Chomitz. And that's not true. So tomorrow, Mechlal, the Pesach Mitzrayim, if you want to tell me that, then by Pesach Mitzrayim, Laila Echad Besulai. The Yisach to have Chomitz was only that one night, because that's what the Mishnah says. In Pesach Mitzrayim, it was one night. But from Ladurus, it's seven. So you were telling me, it's talking about the Yisach Chomitz, Mashpar, Pesach Mitzrayim was only that one night. For a time, you learned in a Braisa, not like that. That Rabbi Yosef Lili Yomer, Minayin LePesach Mitzrayim, She'ein Chimutze Noeg Eli Yom Echad. How do we know when the Yidin went out of Mitzrayim, the Yitzin Natit Chomet then they only had for one day? But Yom Echad Mashm a full day. In other words, the night they went out and the next day, they were not allowed to have Chomets. So you see, not like just that night, but it goes on the whole day. Talmud Leimah the Pasuk says, Lo Yoichal Chomets. It says on that day of Yitzias Mitzrayim, don't eat Chomets. Today you're going out. So it makes the hekesh that the tzivu then was that one day they were not allowed to eat chametz. But I call upon them for a full day they weren't allowed to eat chametz. Not just on the night time. So what's the chat again in our Mishnah that says that Pesach Mitzrayim is that night and for generations it's 7 days? Halachic chametz, this is what the Mishnah means to say, like two things. Laila echad v'hu adin lepesach doris. That's true. The meat of the korban you're only allowed to eat that night. And that's the same halacha of Pesach Adervis. That till how long can you eat the meat of the Korban Pesach? Only the Leil Pesach. But then the Mishnah goes on to another halacha. V'chimutze kol hayom. It's like a true. By the Tzias Mitzrayim, they had an Issa Chometz one full day. Or Pesach Adervis, no kol shiva. But the Adervis after the first year. From then on, there's a halacha of Hilchas Pesach that for 7 days, you're not allowed to have Chometz in Yerushus. You're not allowed to eat Chometz. So the Mishnah. Amri Rabbi Yeshua. Shamati, I heard over Alocha, she tamuras Pesach. Somebody can make a tamura on a korban Pesach. A tamura always is, any korban you have a korban oila, a korban shlomim, here you have a korban Pesach, that you take another animal, that's a chulun, a regular animal, and you say, zu tachazu. You want this chulun one to take the place of the korban Pesach, to take the place of a korban shlomim. Take any korban, any kachim you have. If you take another behemah, chulin behemah, and you say, zu, this chulin, should be tachazu, that's hilchas tamura. It's allowed haturi, not allowed to do it. But if you do what the Torah says, this one becomes kaddish, and that one remains kaddish. It's not the pshat, you take off the kedush of that one and put it on this one. Just this one also becomes kaddish. That's hilchas tamura. So Mishnah says, Om Rebbe, so on a korban pesach, you can do that also. If you have a korban pesach, you could say to a behemah chulin, zu, tachazu. This should be in the place of that one. Even though you're not allowed to do it, but the lach is now, this animal, this tamura, gets Kedushas Pesach on it. So I'm Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua said, Shamati, I heard over, she tamuras Pesach kreva. There is a case, a time, when you can make a tamura, take a behemah chul next to a korban Pesach, and say this chulin should be instead of the korban Pesach, that it has a Kedushas Pesach on it, that's kreva, that you're allowed to be makiv, you can bring it for a korban shlomim. Heis mamish for Pesach, for sure you can't bring, because you can't have two psachim. But a kopon, when it becomes a korban shlamin, that it's korav, you could bring it, you can mamish shecht it, and bring zrikas dam, and eat it. But he said also, he heard over, o tamuras Pesach ain't a kareva. He also heard over that there's such a case of a tamuras korban Pesach, that's not korav. You're not allowed to bring this korban on the mizbeach. But the din is, you have to wait till it becomes a bal mum, and then you poider it, and with the money you bring a shlamin. And he says, veni lefarish. That's what I heard over, and I don't know how to explain it. I don't know which case you could be makir, bring the tamura for korban, and which case you can't bring the tamura for korban. I forgot. Omer Rabbi Kiva, so Kiva's come to remind him and tell him. Omer Rabbi Kiva, ani yafarish, I'll explain it to you. That there's a difference. Ha Pesach shenimtza kodim shchita. Shchita sa Pesach. Let's say a korban Pesach, that you lost it. So what happened? You made another one. And now, before Shchitas Pesach, before Chatzos Nerev Pesach, you found the first one. That's called a Pesach Shenimtza Kodim Shchitas Pesach. You found the second korban before you shechted the first one. In such a case, Yiroa Achi Yistoivu. This korban itself right now, you cannot shecht, you cannot bring it for korban. The din is, you have to let it pasture in the fields until it becomes a Baal Mum, and then you be imchor, you sell it, you'll be poydu, you sell it, v'yavi b'domim shlomim. And with the money you come and buy a korban shlomim. V'chein tumurosai. If that's the case of this Pesach that you found before you bought the Pesach, before you made the shchit on your korban, so we'll see in the Gemara what the svar is. That's called it nirav v'nitcha. That was a korban that was pushed away, so that Pesach can never be brought. So what then if you make a tumura on that korban? You take another korban next to that one and say, zu tachazu, it's also pushed off, you can't bring it, you have to sell it. What about acha shchitas haPesach? Let's say no. Originally you made one korban Pesach, and you lost it. Now it came out of Pesach, you got yourself another one, and you shechted this one. And after you shechted this korban, now you found the first korban. What's the loch of that korban? Korav shlomim. That's called the moister haPesach, that when you found it now, it was never roi right now to be brought for korban Pesach. So loch is, it has a din shlomim on it. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim right now. So if you take a korban chulin, take a behema chulin, right next to that one and say, zu tacha zu, you make a tmur on that one, v'chein tmurosoi. The tmur of that korban has the same loch like the korban Pesach itself. So that's pshat the two chalukim in the Mishnah. So let's the Gemara explain it now. So the Gemara, v'leima Pesach koriv or Pesach ain't a koriv. Really, the din of the tumura is totally in the korban Pesach itself. Like we're saying, the Mishnah is saying there are two different cases of the korban Pesach, which one case you could shech the korban Pesach, and one place you can't. So Gemara asks, why does the Mishnah have to talk about the tumura of the korban Pesach? The second behemoth school that you said, zu tachazu, and we're talking about the tamura. Could you shecht bring the tamura for carbon, or do you have to sell the tamura? Why don't you say the machlekes in the Mishnah is about the carbon Pesach itself? Like, not the machlekes, but there are two different cases. For lema Pesach, there's a case of a carbon Pesach itself that is korav, that you could bring it itself for shlomim. In the case, like we said, the second case of the Mishnah is where first you set aside one behemoth for carbon Pesach, and you lost it. Then you made a second one, and Erev Pesach came, and you shechted the second one. And after you shechted the second one, now you found the first one. So at the time now when you find the first one, it's like too late for the Korban Pesach. So it's called, this is called the leftover Korban Pesach. You can't use it now for the Korban Pesach, because you already brought your Korban Pesach. So locher is a leftover Korban Pesach automatically becomes a Korban Shlomim. And in this case, this animal right now, you could bring for a Korban Shlomim. That's that case. What about if, again, the same case, you first made a korban, you lost it, then you made a second korban Pesach, and now before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So now that you find the first one really can also be brought for the korban Pesach. Like they're both right now, roi, for the korban Pesach. So when you shecht one of them, the other one is considered something that was nearer. It was able to be brought, and nitcha, you pushed it away. You made it that you can't use it. That's halacha. That korban now has gdushas techuya. It was like pushed away, not to be used. You can never use that korban to be brought on the mizbeach. What's the halacha of such a korban? You have to wait till it becomes a bamum, give it over to a shepherd, let it pasteurize in their fields. And then you'll wait till it gets a mum on it. And when it gets a mum, then you can be part of it, sell it, and with the money, you bring a shlomim. So those are the two halachas that apply to a korban Pesach itself. Now, the din that the Mishnah says about the tamura always is, tamura just means it's taken over the case of that. It has the same halacha as the korban goes upon the tamura. You take this famous chul and you say, zu, tacha zu. So whatever din that korban has goes on to this tamura. Since the korban Pesach itself was first found after you shechted the second korban, so this one now could be brought for shlomim right now. Therefore, the tamura of this had the same halacha. The tamura could be brought for shlomim right now. But if the korban you found before you brought the second korban Pesach, so both of them right now are roi to be brought, and you're pushing one away, that korban cannot be brought anymore. So if you make a tamura on that korban, the din of the tamura is the exact same halacha like the korban. So really the question is, why does the Mishnah have to explain itself in the second case of the Tamura? Let the Mishnah explain itself by the loch of the Korban Pesach itself. That there are two cases when you find your Korban Pesach that you lost. In one case you find it after you shechted the Korban Pesach. So when you found it now, it was never pushed away, like it was never roi for the Korban. So then the loch is, that's considered a leftover Korban Pesach that could be brought for Korban Shlomim.
Whereas if you find the Korban Pesach before you brought your Korban, so now both of them are here in front of you, that's considered by bringing one of them, you're throwing away the other one, that one can never be brought. So for the Gemara, let's just say this Machlokes. V'leima, Pesach Korban, Pesach Eina Korban, there are two cases. One case is brought, one case is not brought. Then the Gemara's Hokka Mashmal, the Mishnah telling us a Kiddush. The Ikot Temuras HaPesach, the Loi Korban. This is talking about Kiddush. That you have a case that the Temuram, that you're changing over, you're saying zu tachas zu, you want this payment school to come like that korban, also cannot be brought. In other words, what's the case that the korban pesach cannot be brought? That you first had a korban pesach, you lost it, you made a second one, and now you found again your first one. So you have them both here. So now you shech the second korban pesach, so say the first one, since you could have used it, and you're not using it, you're like throwing away, that one can't be used. So I can hear a svarim, that one was thrown away, you can't use it anymore. But let's say you take that korban now, and you take another behemoth chulin, and you make a tmur on it. You say, zu, this behemoth chulin should be, instead of this behemoth pesach, I would think this behemoth tmur right now, it was never dochli, it was never thrown away. Right now is the first time it gets this kedusha. So maybe this tmura should have a loch of a moisa korban pesach, that should be brought for shlomim. That's the chiddush. No, that since the ikar korban, you want this one to become part of. This one was called the behemoth that was pushed away. So this pesach cannot be brought anymore. So the tmura of it also has the same halacha, cannot be brought anymore. That's the chiddush. So that's why the Mishnah wants to explain itself by the ilchus tmura of it. To say even though you're just making a tmura, a fresh behemoth, you're making a kaddish right now, but since it's only becoming kaddish because of that korban, and that korban pesach was pushed away, was dochui, that cannot be brought anymore, this tmura also cannot be brought. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. His kamash mlon dika tmura sa pesach tle korban. And Rashi says, dika tmura sa pesach tle korban. V'loi yamrin, I should not say, metchila shlomim hi. I should say, this tmura right away got a din shlomim on it. Even if you made the tamura before you even shechted one of the two kabbonis, still I would say, like zman the zman shchita right now never made this tamura for real pesach. It should never be called like it was pushed away, because this tamura never got a shame pesach on it. The chiddush is no el afi nikvas bepesach v'nitches. This tamura also takes over the same place as the one it's coming from. Just like that one was pushed away, the tamura is also considered pushed away, and you cannot be karev at all. So that's the Gemara. Itma, Rabbi Omar, koydem shchita liyacha shchita shninu. That the Mishnah makes a difference between the karev and pesach when you found the first one. Did you find it before you shechted the second one, or after you shechted the second one? That's what magaya. If you found it after you made the shchita, so when you found it now, it was never roi for the korban pesach, therefore it's called a moisa pesach, that you could bring it for shlomim. But if you found it before you made the shchita, then since you're not shechting it, you're like pushing it away, it blives dichli. Reb Zeir Omar, koydim chatzois liyacha chatzois sheninu. It's not totally when you shechted your second korban, it's totally when did you find it. Did you find it before chatzois, at the time when it's able to bring the korban pesach? Or did you find it after Chatzos? That's what's told in Sheninu. In other words, that's what's Kaveya to give it a shame, Bichu Yenak. So Rashi says, Koydim Shchita V'yacha Shchita. Davka Sheninu. Davka means literally whether you made the Shchita or not. The Mishnah Seinu. V'loi Sheninu Bo Zman Shchita. It's not told at the time when you can start making the Shchita Sapesach. Dainu Chatzos. V'ashmin is telling us a Chiddush to Mishnah. The Afidu Hoi Ovid B'shas Chatzos. If this korban was lost, you didn't find it yet by time Chatzos came. But if you found it 3 p.m, before you brought your second, the second korban, you still have a korban pesach, you found the first one, who nikva, now since you found it, before you brought your korban pesach, it's like two of them are here right now, both of them are kavua, should have been the korban pesach. V'nitche. And since you're not bringing this one, you're throwing it away. Pesach is thrown away. This is Rabbi's Svara. Reb Zera says no, it's totally in Chatzos. Rashi says Koydim Chatzos Sheninu. Shas Chatzos Tiyakvos Pesach. It's totally at the time of Chatzos Erev Pesach. That's the time when the korban could first be brought. That's what's Kaveya, which korban you're going to bring. So Mela, Im Nimsa Koydim Chatzos. If you found your lost korban before Chatzos came, so Kavosa Chatzos. Then at the time of Chatzos, you have two behemoths here that have a Kedushas Pesach, and really both of them, you don't know which one to take. So whichever one you're not taking, you're like throwing it away, it's called Ichui. Sherei Nira, because at Chatzos, they were both roi to be brought. Since you don't bring one of them, you're like throwing it away. Let's say you first found your first korban after Chatzos Hayom. Even if you found it before you really brought the second korban, still ain kan tvius v'lo dichli. It is not called the tvius anymore. Why? Because he holds when it becomes Chatzos Hayom erev Pesach, this is the zman when it's the time to start bringing the korban. So right now you only have one korban in your reshus, the second one, because the first one you lost already. So we say the second one, that's the one that's kaveya, that's the one you're going to bring for the korban Pesach. That's it. So now when you find your first korban that was lost, even though you find it 1 o'clock and you didn't bring your korban yet, still we say, which beim is going to be your korban, the second one, the one you had before? This one that you first find at 1 o'clock is not roi for the korban Pesach. So when you find it, we don't say it was pushed away. We rather say this is not roi at all now for the korban, because you already have your korban from Chatzos, and therefore this is called a leftover korban Pesach, which the din is of a moist korban Pesach is bought for shlomim. That's the shayla. Do we go bosa Chatzos? You have to find it, or it's totally you find it before or after the actual shechita. Tomorrow, Reb Zeira. Hoketoni koydim shchitas haPesach. I the mishnah says clearly koydim shchitas haPesach. Have the Gemara ema koydim zman shchitas haPesach. The mishnah means you found it before Chatzos, to the time when it's roy to make the shchitas haPesach. So the Gemara ketanoi tak amachloges tanoi. HaPesach shenimtsa koydim shchita. If you found your first korban that you lost, you found it before you made the shchita, and then you only brought the second one. The loch of this first one is yiroy. You have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then you sell it. But you can't bring this for korban shlomim. What about liyacha shchita? If you first found your lost korban Pesach after you already shechted your second korban, the one you have for the korban Pesach, so now when you found it, it was never roy for korban Pesach. That's called a moiser left over. The din is yakriv. You're allowed to bring it for korban shlomim. So raya to rova. That's totally in the shchita. Rabbi Lezer Weimer, no koydim chatzos yiror. If you found it before Chatzos, the time when the Shechita starts, then we say it's Dochi. And Mela, you have to first wait till it becomes a Mamum. Liacha Chatzos, if you first found it after Chatzos, so at the time of Chatzos, you only had one Korban. That was the Korban that's Kaveh for the Korban Pesach. And now the one you found is only called the leftover Korban. But then it's Yakriv. So we have a right to both of them. So the Gemara. If you found the korban, according to everybody, if you found your lost korban Pesach after you shechted your korban Pesach, then it's called the leftover korban Pesach that you could bring it for korban shlomim. Omar Rova, it's only if you found it after shechita. Yep. The heima boy achashchita, and no adin you made the tamura of it also achashchita. That's when the tamura, the Mishnah says, even the tamura could also be brought. Let's say no, you lost one korban and you brought a second one, and before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So the fact, since you found the first one before shechita, the first one is like pushed away. Yep. The heima boy achashchita. Now even though the one you found is like dochel, pushed away, that one cannot be brought for a korban shlomim. True, but what about the tumur of it? You first took the second behemoth chulin, the behemoth chulin next to it, and said zu tachazu. When did you make the tumura? For heima boyacha shchita, you first made the tumura after shchita. What's the loch here? Is he still says the chiddush is tumurosoy mikoyach kedusha d'chuyu kasiyam v'loy korva? No, even though at the time when you made the tumura, this korban Pesach now is called the leftover korban Pesach because you already shechted one korban. So at the time when you're making the tamura, the first korban is like really a meister korban Pesach. Still, we say the tamura cannot be brought for korban shlomim because the tamura is the pshat from the tamura is it's just mamish takes over the exact same kedusha where it comes from. So you want to say this famous chulun zu tachazu. You want it to be in the place of this korban Pesach, which was dochli. Since that korban Pesach you found before the shchita, So at the time when the shechita, you had two in front, you take the choice from, and you push that one away, you do not use it, that one cannot be brought for carbon shlamim. So since that carbon itself doesn't have a kedusha to be brought for carbon, the tamura that you're making in the place of that is like takes over that kedusha and can't be any better than that one. So since that one cannot be brought for shlamim, the tamura also cannot be brought for shlamim. That's what Rava says. For the Gemara Eisvei, Eisvei Abaye, Abaye is the Kash and Rava. The Pasuk says in Vayikra Gimel, in Kesev, if you want to bring a carbon, a lamb, by talking about a carbon shlomin, and it's Marba, it says, in Minat Tzoyin, you bring from Tzoyin. Now Tzoyin means two types. There are two types of Tzoyin. Tzoyin can either mean lamb, Kesev, or else it can mean an A's, a goat. There are two types. See, the Pasuk explains itself. In Kesev, if you want to bring a lamb, for the Mar, my Tam Loim in Kesev, why does it say an extra word, im for? Just should have said Kesev. Is L'Rabbi's Tamura Sapesach to teach us that in the case when you make a Tamura, that means one, they take a Behemoth school and say this should be in the place of a Korban Pesach. Tamura Sapesach. Achar HaPesach She Korva Shlomin. If you make a Tamura onto a Korban Pesach, that the Korban Tamura is also brought for Shlomin. That's what I need this extra Pasuk for. That in Kesev is talking about a Korban Shlomin, it's talking about another type of a Korban Shlomin. What's another case? Where you make a tamura on a Pesach, achra Pesach, after Pesach, in the mela, a korban Pesach after Pesach, that's called the leftover korban Pesach, it itself was a shlomim. So if you make a tamura on it, it also brought a shlomim. For the Gemara, hey, Chidomi, how are you talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, shenim tzu'acha shchita, that you found your leftover korban Pesach, the one that first you made it for korban, and then it got lost, and you first found it now after you brought your korban Pesach, so that's called the leftover korban Pesach, that korban pshita is brought for korban shlamim. Now behema boy, now you take another behema schulin and you say next to it zeh tachas zeh. This should be in the place of that one. So what kedusha is chal in this tamur right now? The kedusha of that leftover korban Pesach that is the korban shlamim. For the Gemara, behema boy achas shchita pshita. Abuzay pshita is called the korban shlamim. Lomeli kro, what do we need a pasuk for? There's gantz halachas about hilchos tamura. Tamura is any carbon you have, if you say another one should be like that, it has the same kedusha. So since here this first carbon Pesach is a carbon that you first found after Shechita, so that's called the leftover carbon Pesach, that Pshita has a din shlomim on it, so it's like a regular carbon shlomim. So if you make a tamura, Pshita the tamura is shlomim. Why does the Pesach have to say a new gzeres kasev im to say some new type of a case? Elo l'churu, what does it mean to include something new? And Elalav is telling us, in the case we know, you lost your korban Pesach before Pesach, and you made another one, and before you shechted the second one, you found the first one. So Mela, this korban Pesach is not called the leftover korban Pesach. You cannot bring that one for Shlomim, because that's called Dochui. Since it was thrown away, like it was Roy, you should have brought it, and you did not bring, you brought the other one, you cannot bring that one for Shlomim. Still the Torah says, Vehema boy, if you take another behemoth chul next to that one and make tamura on it, acha shchita, but you wait to make the tamura first after you shecht one korban, loy, acha shchita. So come tell me what, that there's also a case of a shlomim here. So we see it clearly, if you make a tamura on a leftover korban Pesach, even though that korban Pesach cannot be brought for shlomim, because that korban was dochui, but if you wait to make the tamura till after you make the shchita, so now b'shas tamura, it gets the din of a regular korban shlomim. So it's a kasha on Rava. So Rava says, loy, I'll tell you that's not b'shan the pasuk here. Loy, liyolam, really, we're talking about shenim tzoach ha-shchita. We're talking about this leftover korban Pesach was a korban that you found after you made the shchita of the second korban. Therefore, the one you found right now is called a real leftover korban Pesach that could be brought for shlomim. And you first made tamura on that korban, tak after shchita, you made the tamura. So the question is, shchita, since this is a pure leftover korban Pesach that has a din shlamim on it, and we know there's a whole parsha of tamura, anytime you take a behemoth chul and you say zu takazu, this one gets the same kedusha as the one before, so if that one has a kedusha shlamim, shchita, this is the kedusha shlamim. Avizoy atayyo kruas machta biyama. This pasuk vidashin im kesev to say that such a loch of a tamura is only a smach to biyam, it's not a real drusha. So therefore there's no kasha. For the Gemara though, elakro lama lama yasa. But good, you tell me it's only a smach to the drusha, but still it's an extra pasuk. Why does the Torah have to say the word im for? Im is extra. We know we're talking about a korban shlomim. Let it just say the word kesef. Why does it have to say the word im for? Have the Gemara l'kiratanyas. Come and teach us new aloch here, this posse. Kesef l'rabois es ha-pesach l'alya. It's come to tell me that a korban pesach also has a din that the alya, the tail, is burnt. That's the chiddush. By a korban shlomim, again, there are two type of animals you could bring. Either, you could bring a lot, but by tsoin, you could bring either lambs or else ezim, goats. When you bring the lamb, there's a new chiddush akroa that the alya, the tail of it, is also part of the emurim. Has to be burnt on the mizbeach. So that's the chiddush in kesev, that even a korban pesach, the leftover korban pesach that has a din shlomim on it, also the din is, its tail is also brought. The rabbi says a pesach l'alya. Or maybe not. Look at as a pesach could be not the carbon pesach itself, maybe not only a leftover carbon pesach, but the carbon pesach itself, the regular carbon pesach, that its tail also has the same halacha like a carbon shlamim of if you bring a kesef, you bring a lamb, that the tail is also hukrev on the mizbeach, is also part of the emurim. That's the chiddush in kesef, that even a carbon pesach also is brought by for a lamb, the lamb, the tail is brought on the mizbeach. Kishuwaim im kesef, the rabbi, that's what says the pasuk kesef here for. What does it say im kesef for? The rabbi's pesach shavu shenosei. That a pesach that's left over after the year that you cannot use it for korban pesach anymore. The melo that's called a regular korban shlomim, it also has a din, its tail, if it's a lamb, is brought on the mizbeach. Ushlomim haboyim machmas a pesach. And the shlom that's brought machmas a pesach. So Rashi has two pshotim. What does it mean shlomim that's brought because of the pesach? One pshat Rashi says is moisa pesach kagoyin tumurosai. It means taka the tumura of a korban of a moisa pesach. Or else the pesach shneschat rubolov. Or else that's what one pshat Rashi says. Another pshat Rashi says is it means the chagigas arbosa. That's called the korban shlom that you bring on erev pesach. If you have too many people in the korban pesach, they won't fill themselves up. So we had before there's a mitzvah to bring a shlomim a chagigas arbosa. So the Chagigas Arbos also has this halacha, that the tail of the lamb is also burnt on the Mizbeach. Yelecho mitzvah shlomim. It has all the halachas of a regular korban shlomim. What does that mean? Shetoyin smicha. You have to put your hand and all your weight on top of the korban. On the sochem, you have to bring the wine with it. On tznufas, you have to prick it up. You have to pick up the chazor v'shoik. On kishuwayna. Then the pasuk says, v'yimei, if you have a goat. Hifsekinyan, it makes a difference, divides it up between a lamb and a goat. Lima to teach us, Alo eis shein tunalya. The din if you bring a goat for a korban pesach or for korban shlomim, the tail is not burnt. The tail you'll not eat. It doesn't have a din in murim, the tail of a goat. It's only the tail of a lamb that has the din to be burnt. That's one shot. Ika de maspilo, some learn the sobraisa ratio on the ratio. The ones that say it says, Ha pesach shenimtsa koidim shchitas a pesach. If you found the korban pesach, the one you lost, before you shechted the second korban, and the din is yiroach yistoivum. Since you found it beforehand, it's called you pushed it away, you have to wait till it becomes a balmum, and then v'yimcho v'yavi b'dom shlomim, with the money that you sell for, you can bring a shlomim. V'chein tumurosa, the same halacha the tumur also. Since the tumur is from a korban that can't be brought, the tumur also can't be brought. You just have to sell them with the money you bring a korban. Omar Rova. This is only if you found your second korban, that you found the korban you lost before you shechted the second one. And also you made the tumura before you shechted it. Let's say you taka found your lost korban before you made the shechita. So since it was a pushed away korban, you can't bring that korban for shlomim. But you first made the tumura on it. After you made the shechita, then the din is smrosa krei v'shlomim. Not like we're learning until now. Before we learned you can't bring it. Now we say no. It could be brought for shlomim. My time, what's the reason why? Ki kova shechita midi dechazilei. Midi lechazilei lechavim. Not that we say that the korban pesach is dochui. It's only dochui, something that was roy to be brought for korban pesach. Mashenke tmura can't be brought for korban pesach anyway, so it's never called pushed off.
All right, Mr. Shem, we'll continue the next tape.
You'll see the last Gemara again on the Tzadik Vov on Medbeis. Near the bottom, the Gemara says, "Then Iker the Masdin Lo Aresha." Some say Rabbis Chiddush on the Aresha. That says, "What HaPesach Shenimtza Koydim Shchitas HaPesach." If you first lost the Korban Pesach, and then you are makish a second one, Now you found again the first one before you made the shechita on the second korban. Is the halacha yiro achi istoivu? This korban now is not called a moiser or leftover korban pesach, but rather it's called the korban dochi, since you did not bring it, and therefore the halacha is you have to wait until a mum comes upon it. The yimcher, you'll sell it for yavi v'dam of shlamim, and with the money you could bring a shlamim, but not the korban itself. V'chein tumurasai, and the Brisa says the same halacha goes upon the tumura. If you have this korban now, korban pesach, which was dochi, which was pushed off, since there was a time you found it before the shechita, so there was a time when it was raw to be a korban pesach, and you did not use it, you like pushed it away, so that's called a korban dochuya. That's not, you can't bring it anymore, even for shlamim, but only the money. So if you make a korban tumura on it, it's the same halacha. This now, Amar Rava, loishanu elish shenimtza kodim shechita. This is only said if you found your second, you found the korban you lost before you made the shechita, and also the hema by kodim shechita. You made the tumura on that korban before you made the shechita. So now it's considered a korban dochi. It's not used, even though it could have been used. Therefore, you can't bring it. Only you can sell it, and with the money you bring a korban. Aber, what's going to be nimtza kodim shechita? Let's say you found the korban before you made the shechita. You found the first lost korban pesach. So even though you found it before the shechita, that korban is dochui, since you're not bringing it now, that korban cannot be brought anymore. But v'heima boy acha shechita, you first made the tumura after you shechted the korban pesach. Now this leftover pesach, you made a tumura on it, is the locha tumura sakrei shlomim. Here the tumura could be brought for shlomim. Even though this korban is not called a leftover korban that's brought for shlomim, it's called rather korban pesach, which was dochui, pushed away. Still, the tumura of it, though, could be brought for shlomim. My timer, what's the reasoning why? Kikova shchita mididuchozile. Why do we say this first korban, the pesach, is pushed away? Because since it was a zman, when it was roi for korban, the zman hashchita, it was found already, it was pushed off, that's called the korban dochui. Mashenkin deloichozile. But like this tumura, which is not roi, you can't bring it for korban pesach. So even though it came from a behema, which was pushed away, which was dochli, it's only dochli because it was brought for korban pesach. But here this tumura is not brought for the pesach, right away it's brought for the shlomim. It has a kedusha shlomim on it, and it could be brought for shlomim. Is d'loy dochli le'et loy kovi. This is Rava's Chiddush. On this, the Moreh Sakasha now, Eisvei Abaye Abaye Sakasha, we dash in the posik im kesev. What does the posik say, Yalem? Ma tamud loyma, the rabbi is to include tumuras ha-pesach. Achar ha-pesach. If you have a korban pesach which was left over to after pesach, and now you make a tumura on it, shekrei b'shlomim. That the tumura of this korban, since the korban is also a shlomim, the tumura is also brought for shlomim. Now the Gemara says,